conference will now be recorded.
Very good. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Code Administration Technical Advisory Committee meeting of August 3rd, 2021. I want to remind us about sort of our teleconference procedures. Just be aware of background noise. Keep yourselves on mute. Please don't put your phones on hold. Please wait to your offered opportunity to speak, and please state your name each time you do. And committee members, please state your name when making and seconding motions. All right, well, the next order of business is to determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Gilson. Somebody just joined by phone. Would you identify yourself?
No. It's Marlita.
All right, there's Commissioner Gilson. So we're doing roll call. Commissioner Gilson.
I'm here.
Very good. Commissioner Boyer.
Here.
Very good. Bob Boyer.
Here.
Great. Commissioner Brown. All right. Shane Gerwig.
Here.
Very good. Michael Garacio?
Here.
Very good. Commissioner Marker? And John O'Connor?
There.
Okay, well, we have 6 of 8 constituting a quorum. I'll just check one more time. Either Commissioner Brown or Marker, if you joined. I don't see your names there, so I'm going to proceed as if that's the case. All right, then, what I'm going to ask is Commissioner Gilson, if you would like to ask for a motion to approve the agenda and then the minutes, and then turn it to me, and I will facilitate the review of the errata.
I'll ask for that motion now.
So moved, Boyer.
Honor, move to approve.
All right, well, we have a motion and a second for approving the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, is there a motion to approve the June 22nd minutes, please? Or if there's any corrections to provide those. If not, is there
motion to approve, Boyer.
Second, O'Connor.
We have a motion and a second from Boyer and O'Connor, respectively. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, so the main order of business today is to provide the commission with a recommendation on the one errata received related to the code administration tax. The process is fairly simple. I'll introduce the errata. I'll ask if anybody from the public, first I'll ask the proponent, which in this case is staff, to provide an overview. I'll ask for any public comment for, any public comment against, and come back to the TAC and ask for a recommendation either to approve or to deny the proposed errata. Somebody's got a lot of background noise going. Okay. All right, well, let's get started. Our one and only is CAFBC, Building Chapter 1, errata number 1, submitted by staff. Mo, would you provide an overview, please?
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Mindani, and as stated here before you, this is an errata or a code change language to section 105, permits 105.3.8, mainly to incorporate the change from House Bill 401, which is under 5 as part of the change to further statute 553.79. Barin 1, Barin D, which says a local government may not require a contract between a builder and an owner for the issuance of a building permit or as a requirement for the submission of the building permit application. So we're just adding this language to section 105.3.8 of the Florida Building Code. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment?
Joe Belcher.
Go ahead, Joe.
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association. We support the adoption of this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Anybody else in the public wish to comment?
Jeff, this is Justin Vogel, the commission's attorney. I just wanted to clarify slightly for the sake of the TAC and just for the record that this particular change isn't actually errata per se, but as Mo identified, this is in response to legislative changes. And so the commission will be passing it presumably under the same statutory authority that the errata approvals will be undertaken, but this isn't actually an error in the code.
Great. Thanks, Justin.
You're welcome.
Is there any other public comment? If not, is there, going back to the TAC, any questions, discussion, or is there a motion?
This is Dave Galson. I have a question if I can, please.
Sure. Go ahead, Commissioner.
I don't know if this is the correct venue for it, but it's some out of curiosity and some out of how we're going to handle this. This seems like a pretty straightforward sentence, except for FEMA. You know, when people are coming in and getting permits, there's the 50% rule for certain jobs, and we historically relied on the contract. Does this cascade over into, because FEMA would be federal, is this state law going to cascade over into the, not necessarily a requirement, but the standard practice of FEMA for the federal portion of it?
I'll let either our legal counsel or staff from DDPR staff respond to that.
Yeah, Justin Lovell, I don't have any input on it, Mo. Do you know?
I understand, but this is more of a, with regard to the flood, is a special case. Without knowing the facts and the specific and how that will, this will interact with that, is very really kind of early or to really say anything. I agree with Justin. At this point, we're only incorporating this into the code. Now, if there's an issue, then we can deal with it in a different manner. But that's really where we stand at this point, really.
Okay. Any follow-up or any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, this is Beret. Make a motion to approve this new language.
Second, Boyer.
We have a motion and a second from Commissioner Beret and Bob Boyer. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Is there any additional comment either from the public or the TAC or from staff?
Yeah, this is Mo Madani. I just have one announcement. As you probably already have received a mass email from our division with regard to the review of the 2021 ICO changes. We have announced that the tracking charts and the detailed reports are now available for review. Again, if you, I hope you will take the time to review the code changes as it relates to the code admin tag. And if you have any question, I'm available to answer, especially with regard to the detail report or the tracking chart. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Unless there's any other questions or comments, Commissioner Gilson, if you would adjourn us, please.
Well, that was short and sweet. Yeah, I'm ready to adjourn.
All right, so we stand adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.